This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we revisit the historic gathering near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation and hear what's next in their work to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. Melissa Townsend has the story.
Before thousands of people pledged to stand with Standing Rock, and before the historic encampments near Cannonball, North Dakota, it was the Standing Rock Sioux tribal leaders who spoke up against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Stephanie Soci is an attorney with the nonprofit firm Earth Justice.
A little over a year ago now, the tribe reached out and wanted assistance with this case, and we took it on.
But then, in the spring of 2016, about a dozen Lakota men and women set up a small spirit camp between the Standing Rock Reservation and the pipeline construction site. When I talked with Kat Eng at a gathering in Minneapolis last May, she had been at the camp a few times already.
It was established so people could come and pray and work together to build community around resisting this pipeline, because prayer is a really important part of building resilience and resistance.
By midsummer, the federal government had granted the pipeline company more permits to build the pipeline. And in response, the Standing Rock tribe filed a lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers. By late summer, the Lakota encampment in Cannonball had swelled. Barry Frantum is a Dakota teacher based in St. Paul.
There isn't anyone in the American Indian community that doesn't know this is going on right now. So this is a big deal. This is a huge deal.
Thousands of Indigenous people and allies from around the world gathered to support Standing Rock and pray for the water and the land.
Our water is life. We stand for our land and our water. We will not let it get desecrated. They are not allowed to make no pipelines on this land.
Throughout the summer and fall, violence erupted when law enforcement responded to the camps and their actions as if they were riots. On December 4th, the Army Corps stopped the Dakota Access Pipeline construction. The agency denied the final easement to build under Lake Oahe until the Army Corps does a full environmental impact assessment.
Man, this is a beautiful time right here. Let's focus up on me.
Since then, under the direction of Standing Rock Chairman Dave Archambault, the Osheti Sakowin camp has largely disbanded. There are still a few hundred people in the original camp of the Sacred Stones. Under cover of winterized tents, they are a prayerful presence in the company of North Dakota blizzards. Much of the energy that was centered in Cannonball this summer and fall has spread out around the country, with actions calling on banks to divest in the Dakota Access Pipeline.
And Bradford with time, and going deep to Patterson, who makes the reception.
During a Vikings football game on January 1st, Carl Mayo and Sen Holiday climbed to the rafters of the new U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. They unfurled a huge banner reading, U.S. Bank, divest, hashtag no dapple. According to an analysis from Food and Water Watch, U.S. Bank has $275 million invested in the pipeline. Mayo and Holiday were arrested for the action. In a press conference days later, Mayo said it was worth it.
It's worth it to us because of the threat that's involved here, the threat to groundwater and the threat to Indigenous people.
The next part of this struggle will play out largely in courtrooms and legislative offices. The Standing Rock Tribe's case against the Army Corps of Engineers continues. The tribe claims there was not proper consultation, and the environmental assessment did not adequately consider the risks of an oil spill. The case became more complicated in December when the Dakota Access Pipeline Company sued the Army Corps of Engineers. The company is saying it already has the easement it needs to build the pipeline under Lake Oahe. Attorney Soci says if the judge rules that the company does not have the easement they need, it will be harder for the Trump administration to greenlight the project again.
That's not something that they can really easily do. That's actually, you know, against some pretty well-settled law. You can't just make it about face and reverse it, an agency decision.
And that's one thing everyone involved is watching for. Soci says they expect a decision in February. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.